Everybody.
Oh my goodness,
and welcome to episode one of the Boba Babes podcast. That is so incredible to say.
So exciting.
I know.
I'm okay. Kind of pooping my pants. Sorry, guys. Sorry,
we're off to a great start.
Really are.
So I guess just a couple introductions really quickly. I'm Elizabeth. I use the she, her series of pronouns. I am a freshman here at Emerson College in Boston, Massachusetts. And I'm a theater and performance major.
Queen, go off. Okay, hi, I'm Anna. I use the she series of pronouns. I am also a freshman at Emerson College in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a theater education and performance major.
Wow.
Which isn't that different, but a little bit.
Oh, uh-huh.
No big deal. Just okay. Classy. Ooh.
Well, so what do we have in front of us today?
We have some boba in front of us.
We do have some boba in front of us. We went to the lovely place called Pinming. It's like a block away from Emerson. You can usually pass it if you're going to your COVID test at the wonderful Tufts Medical Center. I don't know. Yeah, so we just decided, let's start with something extremely local and branch out from there.
Yes.
I just went with a really classic flavor. I just did the regular house, I guess, milk tea with normal old boba.
And I got the matcha boba, which I'm very excited about. I got a large.
Oh, I got a medium.
Queen.
I guess we'll, because, we have that whole tea to boba ratio thing.
We do
so
have
what
categories.
I'm thinking is we're going to have, a different, two different things to judge upon, and then we'll discuss that whole
yes,
thing. Yes.
I like that idea.
Yeah. You're making your voice sound so, calming.
Stop it.
I don't know.
I'm trying to be calming. It's not working.
I mean,
do you know who I'm trying to be?
You're imitating someone?
Maybe. What's up? What this up, baby?
That was a really bad interpretation of corpse. If you're a gamer, if you're in the
Gamers,
Among Us community specifically, you'll know who we're talking about.
I was about to drink my boba. Shit.
Okay, so all right, fine. We'll get to that. We'll talk about corpse later. I'm sure we will. I think it's time for our first.
You think it is? Sip.
Well, okay.
Do we want to
do first impressions of what we're looking at?
Let's totally do that. You can go first.
I love their presentation.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, they have like a cute little rounded cup. Like at the bottom of the cup, it's kind of rounded, and the plastic for the cup is really like, I don't know. It's high quality plastic, if that makes any sense.
I hear you, Queen.
And at least mine has a really cute little design on the plastic, like the covering thing. It's like there's a little coffee bean shaped thing. There's a little squiggly line. It says tea and coffee all over it. It's just really cute. I like it.
I love that. Mine is very much the same, except a little bit bigger.
Right.
Same rounded bottom. On the top, it says coffee, tea, and more. And it has like mountains and like sunshine and clouds. It looks really cute. My tea, my ice was blended up. So that will be something different than Liz's, I think.
I just have normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just normal ice. And we did just get regular ice, regular sugar.
Yeah, it's very standard.
I was like, ooh. Okay,
you know, I just think that it's good to just go pretty standard when you're judging these things. Are we ready for our first sips?
First sips.
I'm so excited.
Away from the microphone.
I've been staring at this thing for like,
there's so much condensation. Yeah, it's kind of
okay,
scary.
We're going to be a little bit away from the microphone while we do this, so it's not terribly gross. But yeah, first sips.
First sip.
Let's go.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, we're sitting a bit far away from each other. 6 feet apart. We're roommates, if you didn't guess. And they were roommates. Sorry.
And they were roommates.
And we're, you know, sitting at our respective desks. Yeah. So the mics don't pick up on each other. So we're kind of, we're social distancing in our own room, which is very interesting. But yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Clink.
I can't take a sip of it. Okay. You're still in the process of doing it.
I am. I didn't get that much boba. Sorry.
Interesting.
I know.
First impressions. I think it's great. You know, okay. To be honest, if we're gonna be real, real quick, the boba, the texture of it, like, it's a good texture, but it's like more chewy than I expect.
I feel
that. You know what I mean when I think of boba.
Mm-hmm.
But I have nothing to complain about. What I do know, actually, I'll admit it on behalf of both of us. We've had Pin Ming boba before. It's been a while, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't have much of a thing to base it off of anymore. But what I do remember is that the boba, like, they were bigger than the straw itself for drinking it. And
definitely.
I'm actually I got a metal straw, because I wanted to save the planet, and I knew I was going to be drinking a lot of boba here at college. So I thought, you know, a metal straw would be better. And the straw itself is, you know, wider, so it makes that a lot easier. You have the normal plastic straw.
I do. I'm trying to kill the environment, actually.
Is it affecting anything?
No, it's not. I feel like the boba balls are really small.
Oh, interesting.
Not, like, really small, but, like, as last time, I was having a little bit of a struggle with the plastic straw. It's a little shift.
Which, in my opinion, is a bit of a penalty to it, you know?
Yes.
Because, like, it might not be this experience, but it has been past experience, and I register it, you know? Yes. I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like anytime I go get Pin Ming, I'm like, oh, I feel like the boba's going to be a bit too big for the straw.
Yes.
For lack of better terminology. Sorry. My mind goes there. I don't know if yours does.
My mind goes there too. Don't worry about it.
So, okay, we'll marinate on our feelings towards what we just experienced.
We'll keep slurping.
Hey.
Whoa.
Yeah. So how about let's give our listeners a bit of a introduction to ourselves. I think, you know, you deserve to know more about ourselves.
Yeah, probably.
I think they do. So who wants to go first? Do you?
I can go first.
Okay, then I'll keep drinking my boba.
Yeah, keep going. Okay, hi, I'm on. I'll just slate.
Mm-hmm.
Just give you a little bit of a slate.
That's a great idea.
I'm 5'5". Whoa.
We need the that practice,
was me,
okay?
That was me laughing through my nose. I'm so sorry. Air just closed off. Anyway, we do need the practice. My name is Anna Baker. I'm a freshman here at Emerson College. Follow me on Instagram at TheAnnaBaker. Anyway, it's always a good time to promote yourself. This is for connections, right? This is
sure.
An ad. All right.
Emerson Miss Connections?
Oh. Hey, guys. Anyway.
Hey, neither of us have had a Emerson Miss Connection made about us.
I thought you said you did.
I think I did, actually.
It has to have been you. Your docs are so cool.
Okay, fine. Before you get back into your introduction, I'll just tell the story.
Go ahead. Take it.
Yeah, there was one Emerson Miss Connection submission that was something along the lines of the girl with the docs who reminded me to get my own docs. I hope you had a great day. And the thing was, around that time, I wore my only pair of Doc Martens at the time. I got another pair recently because my parents came to visit. And, you know,
because she goes to an art school,
you just kind of finesse your way into, you know,
yes,
what I mean.
Finessing.
Anyway, but my other pair of docs, you know, were the classic lace up docks, but they have a bunch of flowers all over it. They're really cool, artsy. Really fun, very unique. If, you know, if I don't say so myself, they're really cool. Anyway, and when I wore them that day, again, not to toot my own horn, but I did get quite a few compliments on it. So, I don't know, when I saw that submission, I just have this feeling that it might have been me. And yeah, that does give me an ego boost, but, do I want a submission that's like Elizabeth on floor 7 or in my whatever class? You make my day. You're really funny. You're really cute. I like your hair. would I like that? Your hair. Of course I would.
I want to smell your hair.
So, hey, if you're like, these boba babes, they're something else. Feel free.
Give us a missed connections.
We'd really appreciate it.
Please.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry for that interruption.
No, go ahead. That was a good interruption.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Anything to talk about.
Exactly.
Things that boost my ego. You know what I mean?
We love a ego boost.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm Anna Baker. I'm from Franklin, Tennessee. Originally, I'm from the... yes, it's
so
correct.
Cool. So, Franklin, Tennessee.
You already know. originally, I'm from the UK. I was born in the United Kingdom in a town called Warrington. And I moved to the US in 2007 when I was like 5 years old. Unfortunately, I don't have an accent, which I think pisses a lot of people off because they're like... Why the hell are you here? Like, literally leave them. I'm like,
well, your parents do.
My parents do, and so does my brother.
Wait, actually?
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely didn't know this.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he has an accent, and it's so annoying.
How?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I lost my accent because I was put into, like, when I was younger, in, like, kindergarten, first grade, I was put in with kids with learning disabilities and or speech impediments. So they were like, you can't speak right. And I'm like, all right. So I would say Z instead of Z.
Oh.
Like I would say zebra instead of zebra. So you already know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's a cute little fact about me.
Yeah, I did not know this. You know, we learn something new every day.
Exactly.
So.
Boom.
Is that your little spiel? I mean,
what else do you want me to give? Oh, I changed my major after being here for like a week and a half. Which isn't good. Actually, it is good. I'm very indecisive, actually. But it was only a little bit. I was originally theater and performance, but I did change to theater education and performance mainly because Emerson has such a great program, and I am
it's really interesting.
I'm wanting to teach when I get out of college, I think, because I like kids a lot.
And I don't, to be perfectly honest.
Queen.
Well, okay, no, it's not that I hate kids.
I don't hate them. I just don't love them.
I guess I don't have the patience for them.
No,
and
I
consider myself a very patient person, but when it comes to
children, hate them.
No,
couldn't. No,
there are a couple children that I do absolutely love. My high school theater teacher / advisor recently had a baby. He just turned one over the summer. Love that kid with all my heart. I would babysit him in a heartbeat. But I can't, sadly, because they're all the way in Los Angeles, which is a wonderful segue
into
my little spiel. Yes. Hello, all slate as all slate as well. Hello, my name is Elizabeth Fury. I am from Los Angeles, California, but I was actually born in New York City, New York. Yeah, I'm just checking all those boxes, am I right?
Every single one.
Yeah.
American. Yes.
Correct. American.
American.
I can't remember what else you said. I moved to Los Angeles when I was maybe one, maybe before, so I don't remember any of it, but it's still a fun thing to say.
There you go.
When I say Los Angeles, I don't mean like Hollywood, as most people might assume. No. I lived, I guess, in past tense, about an hour away from that is from downtown LA. I lived in the beach areas, specifically Palos Verdes. If anyone knows what that is, I'm sure some people do. There's actually quite a large population of people here at Emerson that are also from California. So, hey, that's me too.
Cali babes. Let's be
friends. I need more friends. I need more friends.
I'm depressed.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm super lonely. No, it's fine. We're fine. It's fine. It's whatever. Fine. Yeah. That's my little spiel.
Something about LA just made me think of something.
Oh,
that's I know, which is not bad. Oh, no, it was something else.
Oh.
Can okay. I ask you something, sure. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
What was your almost name?
You know what? I don't.
You don't have one?
I don't know. Okay. I remember there was, I know this is a big trend going on, like, nowadays, at least on TikTok. If you're that's a fan of TikTok, you will probably understand most of the things that we will talk about in this show. Because I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely addicted to TikTok. It's a bit bad, but that's just the reality. But the almost name thing. It was a big thing a couple years ago as well. I don't know if it was just within my friend circle, but it was a big thing. And I asked my mom, I was like, hey, what was I going to be named? What else? And she was like, honestly, we didn't, nothing. I was like, you could not have.
Nothing?
You could not have not had a whole, like, no other option, you know? I was like, well, you must have.
There was not another option.
You must
come
have
on.
Been like. Yeah, Elizabeth is fine, but what about
blank
this one?
Blank is also better.
What?
And blank.
Blank, yeah,
fill
yeah.
Because
nothing.
Yes, because
right.
nothingness.
So, and I, okay, over the summer, like this past summer, I'm pretty sure she told me what another option was. Like, if I was to be a guy,
mm-hmm.
what I would be named, but honestly I can't remember.
Hey, that's okay.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
What was yours?
Mine was gonna be Lily.
Lily?
Lily, yeah. Mainly because my mom, she had painted her toenails. I don't think she had painted her toenails, but someone had painted her toenails lilac. So okay. She was like, oh, I like the name Lily. And for the first 3 days of my life, I was named Lily. And then my dad said, no, that's not her name. We're not calling her Lily. And now my name is Anna. Thank you so much.
Oh, interesting.
Did you like
so,
that? Such a shift.
Technically, it wasn't an almost name. Technically, it was your name.
You're right. My half name.
Was it on your birth certificate?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they just not
just,
fill
they
it
were
out?
Just indecisive.
Oh, they just like left that
they
part blank?
They literally were like, she was born. Okay. She was born. Okay.
So
what's
your almost
name
was actually blank.
Yeah.
See, that's interesting.
So I could have just been called
nothing.
Baker.
Right. Or, you know, as Game of Thrones reference, you know, a girl has no name. I don't know if you know
that. Oh. Once you watch it, no.
You never watch Game of Thrones.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
That
I feel kind of bad.
That really hurts.
But
I mean, you know, okay. Personally, this might be a hot take, but personally, I didn't mind the last season. I thought, yes, it could have been so much better. It just kind of, it felt so rushed. It was so, there was just so much where I was like, huh? What? Okay. But I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
I understand.
But you don't even know. You don't even understand
no,
what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
That's really sad.
Yeah, I feel kind
of
bad.
There's a lot of shows that I feel like you just haven't watched.
I haven't watched a lot of shows. That's probably one of the best things that has happened to me since I've been to Emerson. Everyone keeps recommending me television programs. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I'll watch it. And then I just go and watch New Girl like three more times.
That's
which I
the
feel
problem.
Bad about. But I like New Girl a lot.
Look, I rewatch shows like it's no tomorrow. I don't know New Girl, so I don't.
Don't even worry about
I
it.
Can't
but people who
that.
Are listening will probably go yes, or they will go no.
Oh, okay.
Just New Girl, season one, Jess, awesome. The rest of the season, she just gets more and more problematic, and it's like just be grown up.
Wait, is that the main character?
That's the main character.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Interesting.
Drama. Anyway.
Like, okay,
give it to me.
I'll rewatch shows like. my voice cut out for a second.
Sorry.
That was cute. I'm going to say that one more time. I'll re-watch shows.
Cut out again?
Oh my God. Like, it's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to get stuck in, you know, the same four things. At the same time, I just started. Oh, sorry. She's like, you really.
She's almost done?
Yeah. Just kidding. Anyway, I did start rewatching Atlanta last night. I don't know if you watch Atlanta, but it is honestly one of the best shows on television. And actually, I just noticed and I was just informed that it's coming back next year. Because, you know, on Hulu, when before you start a show, it does a little like ad thing. Yeah. And if it's like going, then or like if it's airing, it's like airing on Tuesdays from this time to this time. No, uh-huh. Well, that thing happened for Atlanta and it said returning in 2021, and I got, my heart was so excited.
That's so good.
Because if you don't know what Atlanta is, wait, sorry. If you don't know what Atlanta is, it's, it was created by Donald Glover, who is King. One of my loves of my life, who is also Childish Gambino. If you don't know that, just an absolute creative genius. And it's really hard to explain if you don't know what it is. And if you do know what it is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's so difficult to, summarize it, but, it's basically about, a struggling person whose cousin is, a up and coming rapper, and he decides to become his manager. And it just follows their crazy antics, and it discusses race, it discusses money, and it has this, it oddly has a like supernatural element. Not okay, supernatural isn't the right word, but there's something not like, I don't know, of this world about this show. And it tackles so many genres. It's funny as all hell. I don't know if we're cursing. Did we decide that we're cursing?
Yes, cursing.
Oh, hell yeah. it tackles drama, mystery, horror, actually.
Good.
There's one that's like skit comedy somehow. Yeah, it's really interesting. I don't know how I just got into this whole thing about Atlanta, but
we're talking about television programs.
Yeah, but I anyway, will never hesitate to do so.
Is that another thing that I have to add to my list?
Yes.
Let me just get out the book.
I even told you about it last night, and I was like, hey, I'll watch this instead. Did you just flip your
yes,
notebook in front of the mic?
Yes, I flipped through my notebook to get to my list.
We love a good sound effect.
You like that? I'm pretty good. We mm-hmm. actually, I think we should really become those people.
Foley artists?
Yeah, I think we should do it.
I would love to.
Because Liz is very good. Have you cracked your neck today yet?
I have.
I don't know whether
I'm
you want to do that.
I'm not going to crack my neck.
I mean, it could be good.
I'm not going to. Not today. Not today.
Not this episode. Next episode. You're just meeting us. We
exactly.
can't be cracking our necks on the first date. What the hell?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But yeah, I do have this thing where it's kind of, it's probably very gross. It is gross. I crack my neck a lot.
It's so
and
bad.
It does sound like I'm dying. You know, it does sound like. There's you know a sneaking suspicion that one day I'll do it and that'll be it
and then that'll be the end
and okay. that's all I'll say on the matter mm-hmm. but it's very loud and I get a lot of comments on it whenever it happens but yeah so I feel like if you did record it could you know be put into a movie and be a nice effect for someone if they are doing said activity and for the purpose of, you know, ending a life.
Yeah. Or like,
sorry to get dark.
Lettuce.
Right now. Lettuce.
Like
right.
being
chopping.
Yeah, chopping up something.
No, it's like it's a crack.
Oh,
it sounds like a crack.
Someone doing crack.
No, maybe not. We need to stop there. Let's get away from that topic.
We really should.
This is a positive place here. So, no.
Yeah,
but no, yeah, Foley artists, it's a really cool profession. I don't know why it's called Foley.
Do you want me to look it up?
I don't know. Do you?
I mean,
well, you're always the person to look up things. Whenever someone mentions anything, Anna is always looking it up.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Foley.
Is it like after someone?
Oh, it's after Jack Foley.
So it is a last name.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why it couldn't just be called like, I don't know. Noise artist. Sound effect artist.
Noise artist.
Pretty good. Yeah. I watched. Okay. You know, on Snapchat, they have those like 60-second docs.
Yeah.
There was one about Foley artists, and actually it was really interesting. They had like this guy used a piece of a log and wrapped like fabric and like, I don't know, that type of stuff all over it. And then he like slammed it on the ground next to a microphone.
Uh-huh.
And that was the sound for like a mammoth walking like for Ice Age.
That's kind of really cool. Like for Ice Age.
Yes.
With Nicki Minaj.
She's huge, but she's so beautiful. She's a mammoth, of course.
Exactly. You need to take a drink of your tea, queen.
Sorry, I'm taking
my time. Have been sitting there.
Well, I'm the one that's been talking.
I know,
but I gave a whole thing about Atlanta. I haven't had the time. Yeah, sorry.
Boba makes really weird noises.
It does. Mm. So that's why I'm like trying to stay far away from the mic while I do this, because, you know, ASMR might be a thing for some people, but this is not the ASMR that I would be.
That'll be the season finale.
That's the season finale. Lots of slurping and no, I don't like that.
No,
I'm never going to say that again.
I don't like that you even said it. I went,
I'm sorry.
My body just kind of went, what are you doing?
Yeah, no. Forget I did that.
I don't. I will forget.
Okay, how about, you know what? How about you talk about a show
that's
been on your mind? Give our listeners a little synopsis.
Something about my life? Let's see.
Yeah, or just...
Oh, well, I have started watching this TV show called Killing Eve. Do you know what that is?
I have. It is on my list.
It's a good one.
It was on my list when Sandra Oh won the Emmy or the Golden Globe.
She's a legend.
She won something for it, and she had a wonderful speech when she did it. When the first thing that she did when she got up on stage, she just yelled, "Killing Eve!" And yeah. I was like, you know what? I love that.
She really does do that, though.
So, yeah, it's on my list. I have no idea what it's about, though.
Do you want me to give you a brief synopsis?
I would love a brief synopsis.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to tell you, I'm only on season 2, so if any of you screw this up for me, I'm going to cry. Because, you know, people were talking about it in my class today. I'm in Love and Eroticism in the Western Culture. Yes, the title is Love and Eroticism in the Western Culture. And we were talking about Killing Eve, and one of the girls was, like, about to, like, talk about it, and I literally nearly had to, like, run to the bathroom. I was so nervous that she was going to start talking about it and spoil it, but she didn't, thank goodness. Anyway, Killing Eve started in 2018, Andor, that was the last time that this season came out. No, 2018 is the original release. Okay, I'll give you a little synopsis. Here's my synopsis voice.
Okay.
Eve's life as a spy is not adding up to what she had hoped it would be when she started. She is a bored, very smart MI5 security officer who is very desk-bound. Villanelle is a very talented killer. I don't know what that word is. I don't even know.
Her name's Villanelle.
Villanelle.
Okay.
Don't even worry about it. Who clings to the luxuries of her job. Eve and Villanelle go head-to-head in a fierce game of cat and mouse, each woman equally obsessed with the other as Eve is tasked with hunting down the psychopathic assassin. Sarah Barnett, BBCA president, says Killing Eve stands out in a sea of scripted stories as
Wait a second. What? Here was I, me, giving a synopsis about Atlanta that was, you know, in my own words, from my own mind, from my own experience, and then you are just giving us the Wikipedia synopsis?
Do you want me to... Well,
how do you feel about this show?
I don't know how I meant to explain this.
It's dark
comedy. It's thriller. I'm not a very good person when it comes to scary things, but I dig this. I love this.
Interesting.
It's really good. And Sandra Oh, oh my goodness.
Well, yeah, she is incredible. I love her so much.
She is just so awesome.
She's just like a ray of sunshine.
She really is. I honestly, like, I can't remember what else I've seen her in.
Me too.
Because literally the only thing that I've seen her in is The Princess Diaries. And even then, I only watched that this year, which I feel really bad about.
Wow.
I know. I feel like a bad person.
Yeah. And I haven't seen, like,
Grey's Anatomy. Oh, and she's in Grey's Anatomy. That's why. Yeah.
Sorry. I just got a little notification on my computer. I don't know if you heard that.
But I heard it.
That was that.
It was a cute little notification.
It was annoying, but anyway, I'm very sorry. Anyway, continue.
We're back. Yeah, I really like her. She, yes, okay. Correct.
So what have we learned today? We've learned that you should watch Atlanta and I should watch Killing Eve.
Yeah.
And you, the listener, should watch
both of them at the same time.
Watch both. The wonderful thing about Atlanta is that the episodes are like 20-ish minutes long, I think. So it's a pretty easy and quick thing if you want. Yeah, that's my last little thing about Atlanta. Good. Sorry.
Keep talking.
No, I shouldn't. Because I want you to discover it for yourself.
You want me to discover? Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's so nice. Do you want me to ask you,
well, I think we should start talking about
the boba. Oh, forgot about the boba.
Give our scores.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, our time is, we're getting to that point where we have like 15 minutes left.
Oh, my gosh.
It's insane, right?
That's kind of crazy how fast time goes by. Anyway, are you ready to talk about it?
I am ready. So, how do we feel about the taste of the tea itself? Just the tea. I personally like the milk tea. I really do. I think it's on the sweeter side, but it's still not too overpowering, in my opinion.
Good.
You know, very classic, very whatever. It does have an aftertaste of, like, do you know when you have just normal tea, like normal black tea, and then it has that aftertaste of, like, herbness?
Yes.
Computer, stop giving me notifications. I'm very sorry. you know that, like, herby aftertaste?
Yes.
That's in this.
Gotcha.
Which I don't hate. I don't hate the normal aftertaste. I think, like, that makes it taste more authentic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That could be very wrong, and it could be, like, I don't know.
No, I agree with that. The matcha is very nice. It tastes like matcha. If you've had real matcha, usually it's very bitter, but the United States kind of Americanized it, and it's kind of sweeter here. So it's definitely on the sweeter side, but yeah, it's very good. And it's kind of weird just because the ice has been blended up, so it's kind of like a little bit of a smoothie, which isn't my favorite, but it tastes pretty darn good.
So out of 5, what are we thinking? I'm thinking, honestly, I'd say, like, 4. Are you going to go 4? Or do you want to go something in the middle and then we'll talk about it?
Honestly, it's just the fact that it's kind of blended. I'm not really feeling it. So I would go, like, 3.5.
Do you want to go 3.5?
Yeah.
All right. I'm happy with that.
Okay. Amazing.
So we have 3.5 out of 5. Okay. And then, what's our next one?
We kind of talked about the texture.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, I've had worse. Definitely. I think, yeah, it's a little bit on the chewier side, which I don't think is a terrible thing. But, you know, it just kind of adds a little bit more work that you have to do. I mean, already boba is a little bit of work.
Yes, definitely.
Because you have to, like, drink and then you have to chew.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of weird talking about it without, like, a visual context. Definitely. So I'm very sorry about that.
Hey, but guys.
That's what we're getting. That's the show.
And this is the show.
So I'll go again with, like, a 3.5.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Okay. So 3.5 out of 5 again. Which is pretty good.
They're doing well.
And then we're at ratio of boba to tea, right? Honestly, if I look at mine, at least, well, you know what? Because I still have some left. I actually think it's pretty even. I think you have more.
I have so much boba left.
I mean, from what I can see, to me, it looks pretty even. To mm-hmm. you, it's a little bit on the more side.
Yeah.
If that made sense.
Definitely.
Because it didn't. I'll say like a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think.
I agree with that.
Well, here's the thing, though. Is too much boba a bad thing? In my opinion, yes. Because then you're at a tea and then you just have to like get the boba.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's still great, but it's still not the same. You know what I mean?
I agree wholeheartedly.
All right. So, yeah, let's do 3.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. This is a very nice, quick, not too difficult of a discussion, which I love.
Pretty good.
What are we at? Are we at
Well, we still have taste of the boba because we've only done the texture.
Oh, wait. Was that and that was in the same category, though, wasn't it?
It can be.
Because then we have the packaging and then we have overall.
Oh,
and that's 5.
That?
I think it was texture and taste of
okay.
the boba.
Amazing.
Do you want to amend that? I think the taste was pretty good.
Yeah. I think that can stay with
3.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got
well,
that.
Here we that's
we fixed
over.
That problem.
Exactly.
The overall look, I love this look. Honestly, I think it's adorable. I think it's so cute. The cup thing is really what's selling it for me.
I agree.
It's just so sleek mm-hmm. and just again, it's adorable. I think I based it, like, the round thing
yes.
off of... Actually, no. Never mind. I think our logo is, like, the normal.
Just a normal cup.
Is the normal shape cup. But if there's ever an amendment to it, I think I might want to try the rounded cup because I just think it's so cute.
Queen.
So, honestly, I might say, like...
Should we just say
our first episode, we'll give our first 5 out of 5?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Oh my God.
I love the presentation. It's just so nice. And
it's so cute.
Usually, like, my problem at least is I, when I put the straw in, that, when I put the straw, when I jab the straw
right.
through the top, I, like, hit the side, and sometimes I'm a little violent when it comes to my boba straws, and it can go through. But I have not run into the issue.
You, like, poke a hole through the cup itself?
Well, if I go too hard. If I party too hard.
What?
I go, ugh. And then it just...
Damn.
I know. I'm crazy. I'm sorry.
Ugh. I don't... Okay.
Anyway.
I won't look into that much, because that honestly scares me a little bit. That's power, man.
You should be frightened.
What? And finally, the overall aesthetic. How did it make you feel? Did it improve your experience?
Honestly, I feel very happy right now.
I feel happy too. Maybe it's a little bit of like, we're a little bit of a high of
yeah.
like, it's our first episode, we're
oh my
actually
God, like
doing
high.
This.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's great. I think it's a nice, it's a nice treat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's overly I don't think it's overly sweet.
No.
But I also don't think it's bland. And again, the look of this cup just brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
That it already puts me in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say a 4.
You'll say a 4?
That's what I'll say.
Queen.
Just because the overall look brings it up so much
mm-hmm.
in regards to, like, the taste and the texture and all of that stuff. And, like, the vibes.
The vibes,
I'm gonna say
immaculate.
A 4.
That's pretty good.
Okay. So we have our scores. Just to review, a nice little review of the taste of the tea itself. We have a 3.5 out of 5, which is pretty good. In the category of the texture and taste of the boba itself, it's, again, 3 out of 5. 3.5 out of 5, sorry. And then we get to the ratio of boba to tea, and that's 3 out of 5. So not as great, but still it's still all right. Passable. And then we have the look of the tea. It's our first 5 out of 5. It's, again, beautiful. And then our overall aesthetic, a 4 out of 5. So honestly, this is looking pretty good. Are you, like, averaging it? Are you
I've
doing
put in
all
the numbers?
Are you the math person?
I've done the math numbers.
You did it? You wow, she's so speedy.
Did you see that?
Oh my goodness.
No, you didn't.
I'm so excited. Are you ready to announce it?
Yeah, can you give me a little drum roll?
Okay, I don't know if it's going to sound good, but...
That's a pretty good drum roll.
I don't know how to find the sound effect for a drum roll yet, hey, so okay. This is what we're dealing what with we're right now.
So, Pin Ming, our first podcast, they are getting a 7.6 out of 10.
Woo! 7.6.
You hear that?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Wow, what would that be in like a letter grade? That's like a 76 out of 100?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a... Okay, actually, when you put it like that, it does not sound that good. Okay, wait, we're not going to do a standard base grading mm-hmm. out of this, because that does not sound as good as it actually
is. That's kind
of
mean.
7.6 out of 10, that's good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Go to Pin Ming.
Go to Pin Ming. Okay, here's the thing.
Do you want me to give the address?
No. You can find it.
You'll find it online.
But here's what I want to say. We're not... here to like discourage you from going to any particular boba place. We don't want to ruin anyone's business. We're just having a great time talking about boba, talking about ourselves because we're actors.
You are correct.
That's kind of what we do. Yeah, so just take everything that we say, all of our criticism
with a grain of salt,
because we also kind of don't know what we're talking about. We're just enthusiastic about this particular drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there before, you know, we say something bad and then the business itself is like, how did we lose so many customers? Oh, it's this podcast? Shut it down. And then I'll be really sad.
Yeah.
Because our dream of making this a big, popular podcast,
multi-million-dollar company.
Yeah, Boba Babes, you know, then it starts to branch out.
Yes.
And then we have like a TV show. I'm thinking something like Billy on the Street. Do you know Billy on the Street?
Yes, I know Billy on the Street.
Beautiful show, beautiful man. Love Billy.
Wow.
Billy Eichner. Talented, wonderful. Follow him on Twitter. He's great. I don't know.
She's
maybe
queen.
I'll get a shout out from Billy Eichner.
She really is.
But I'm thinking in the style of that. And once, you know, COVID is no more, maybe we can go around with sample boba cups. Everyone will have their own. No one is sharing straws or any of that
disgusting
jazz. And then they can try boba and rank it themselves. And then we could all have a beautiful discussion. You know what I mean? I just think that'd be cute.
Would it be cute?
Yeah. Okay, well, we're getting kind of close to the end. We have like 3-ish minutes.
Oh my goodness, 3-ish
minutes. 45 minutes have almost gone by.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, crazy.
So, as we begin to wrap up, I just want to say I'm so excited that we're going to start this journey. You know, to be real, I don't know how good it's going to go. I don't know how many people are really going to be interested in hearing to 18-year-olds at the moment talk about nothing and then boba.
Yes.
But you know what? For the people that do enjoy this, I hope we provide a great space for you to just chill out, you know?
Vibe.
Just vibe with us. Talk about everything. Mm. We want to get guests on here at some point.
We do.
Is that a spoiler?
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Spoilers ahead.
But there's going to be many changes. You know, we're just working out the kinks. We've never done this before, to be perfectly honest. So you're on this journey just as much as we are. And I love that. You know?
Magical.
I love us working together, living in harmony. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Are we getting married?
I said we'll be making changes, but that's not what I meant.
Not that fast. Whoa, hey.
But yeah, is there anything you want to say?
No.
No? It's our first episode, man. Is there anything that you just want to invoke?
Get off
is that
my
the right
chest?
Word?
Oh, maybe I
get
could.
Get off your chest about how you're feeling about this series.
I'm excited.
Show becoming a thing.
I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, me too.
It'll be fun.
It will be fun. At least for us.
Maybe not for you.
Hey, look, here's the thing. We here at Boba Babes, we like to be real with you. You know?
Real.
We do. We're not going to sugarcoat. I don't want to sugarcoat. I'm known to not sugarcoat.
Queen.
So this is no exception. Yeah. Also, just letting you know, you don't have to be considered a boba babe. You can be whatever boba thing you want. We have many different options. We have a boba bro, a boba buddy, a boba bitch. If you know, if you're a boba baddie, you know, if you're you want to be a baddie, that's be a boba baddie. A boba bud, a boba bruh.
Oh,
that's fun. But yeah, so anyone and everyone is welcome to this community.
You are correct.
The boba community.
Yes.
And we're just glad to be a part of it ourselves. So yeah, this was episode one of Boba Babes.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Yeah, follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
At Boba Babes Podcast. I'm actually going to make an Instagram.
Oh my gosh, really?
We're actually going to exist. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
So follow us there and enjoy our content. And we'll talk to you very, very soon with a new boba to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.